New shows, new hosts, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja. Let's talk.
God bless Nigeria. We're going to make it.
This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. It's 7 minutes past one. How's your day going, by the way? I hope it's going good, unfolding slowly, steadily, but surely, and getting you closer and closer to your goals for the day. Wish you all the best as we delve into the major discourse. I announce to you that we'll be taking a look at the Land Use Act. Like we know, the Land Use Act 1978, many have called for amendments, upgrading, and a whole lot because it is a product of the inherent contradictions of colonial and neocolonial dependent and pseudo-capitalist economic structures established in Nigeria since the colonial times. By the 1970s, these contradictions became so serious that they threatened to become a clog on the growth of the capitalist economy right here in Nigeria. There is a whole lot we can point to in the Land Use Act and find, you know, a lot of lacunas here, a lot of voids, a lot of spaces that ought not to be, but it is in view of that that we'll be talking with a lawyer, legal practitioner who's very versed in some of these issues, and he'll be helping us wade through the matter. Barrister Ifai Azuoma will be joining me in a very short while. Hopefully he picks up and we get right into the discussion this afternoon. That's his phone ringing, and I do hope he picks up so we can get on. Right, so the Land Use Act is in focus, and of course the issues, raging issues like the grazing routes and so much more is what we'll be focused on. Barrister Ifai Azuoma joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Swat. How are you today?
I'm very fine, Barrister Ifai. How are you too?
I'm good.
Thank you for making out time to join me, and like you know, we discuss off air, we will be looking at the Land Use Act. Many have pointed to, you know, the absurdity of still using an act that, you know, since 1978. First of all, or let me just put it this way, that many issues have come up as regards to land. Now, one of the most controversial issues is the issue of the grazing route. Yesterday, the senior advocate of Nigeria, Femi Falana, actually pointed to the fact that under the Land Use Act, the federal government only controls the FCT. And this came as a result of the president forming a committee to look at the grazing routes. Now, Barry Saifai, Land Use Act 1978, and we're in 2001. Let me hear your comment on that, first of all, you know, on the state of the Land Use Act, whether it's still relevant in the times we live in, or what do you think?
Until that law is amended, it remains the law. 1978 and 2021 is not too long a time. There are older legislations than that, even outside this country. The Land Use Act, as it is part of the Constitution by virtue of the provisions of the Constitution that talks about existing law, have been part of the Constitution. So until that law is amended, that law remains the law, and nobody is above that law.
So many people actually confuse, you know, issues of land. I try to explain this sometimes, but you are the one who is in the practice of, you know, legal practicing and stuff like that. So can you help enlighten the listener who is out there and wondering? Talk to us about jurisdiction as it has to do with land in Nigeria.
Okay, as it has to do with land in Nigeria, land is vested in the governors of the states, the various states, aside from the land in FCT. That is why the federal government cannot go to have jurisdiction over land in Imo State, for instance, where I'm from, or land in Kaduna, where I was born, the federal government only have control over the land in the FCT. And that is why the FCT is properly named the Federal Capital Territory. So the federal government, without saying much, even knows that they don't have control over land outside the FCT.
Okay, so it's established that the federal government does not have jurisdiction. Now, what about the cases of, how do you reconcile that when it's stated that mineral resources belong to the federal government? How do you reconcile that? Because some of these things are found underneath the ground.
That is an exception because it is constitutionally provided for. That is an exception. If you are talking about grazing route is not the same with mineral resources found under the earth.
Yeah, we'll come to that grazing route. I just wanted to establish, you know, the issue of mineral resources that are, you know, in the ground. Let me not put it on the ground. In the ground. So, but, I mean, yeah. And that forms part of land, too, because I know that anything on or above the land and stuff like that all forms. So how do you reconcile that? I wanted you to just help, you know.
That is different. If you are talking about resource control, if you are talking about the minerals that are on the land or underneath the land, that is a different thing altogether. At that point, you are not talking about land strictly.
Okay.
You are talking about possibly natural resources like petroleum. You are talking about natural resources like gold. You are talking about natural resources like titanium and the rest. At that point, you're not talking about land, strictly speaking. But if you're talking about land and what it could be used for, the Land Use Act provides for that.
All right. So now let's come to the issue of the grazing route, you know, as it relates to land. It's reported that the president actually formed a committee to look through the grazing route. Many have said that in times past, we used to have grazing routes in the country, even though many would also argue that that has been overtaken with time based on the fact that the land gradually is being a whole lot is happening, and the way land used to be back then is not what it is with development and so much more happening. So the grazing route, is there a provision for grazing route in our Land Use Act in Nigeria?
I would say that there is none. And as it is, we also know that even though I should approach you today and say, Swap, I have a 1962 Volkswagen that I want to give to you, and I want you to be driving that car today. You're going to tell me point blank that you're not interested. I don't know why so much energy is spent on that. On one hand, one of the things causing insecurity in the country today is cattle rustling. Herdsmen are complaining that bandits are overpowering them and taking their cows from them, their cattle from them. Farmers and herders are clashing on the other hand. And it beats my imagination why anybody should be thinking about creating a grazing route in the Nigeria of today, where we know that one of the reasons for insecurity in the country is the economy of cattle rearing. Is either grazers and then farmers are fighting in Benue or in Kaduna or even in Enugu, or cattle herdsmen are saying they are being dispossessed of their cattle, and a lot of solutions have been proposed. If one of those solutions is creating cattle grazing routes in the country, then I want to say there is several steps backward. And it shows that, with due respect to the president and whatever intention he has, it shows that the issue, one of the causes of insecurity in the country, is about to be worsened. It's not even safe for people to move around Nigeria freely anymore. You know, several people will never agree to embark on even a trip from Abuja to Lokoja by road. and you're talking about creating grazing routes so that people can move cattle. Does this even appeal to good sense? Does it appeal to be rational in a place where people complain every day? If you love your people so much, if you love Heather so much, would you be suggesting that for them? What happens to mechanized grazing? What happens to mechanized farming? What happens to ranching, mechanized ranching? What happens to that? The country you just returned from. Is that how cattle are being? Is that the practice in the UK you just came back from? Are you talking about grazing out in UK? Is it obtainable in the US? If we are looking at these economies to emulate them, then let's emulate them in full.
Let me take your mind back to 2018 when the federal government came up with a policy called the National Livestock Transformation Plan, including ranching, which, you know, had been adopted by the 36 state governors. And also funding had been allocated to such states to start the implementation of the policy. One wonders where that has gone into and if we've forgotten so soon that something like that was actually kickstarted. And basically, if you look at it, what could have been the advantages if we had pursued that to the fullness of it?
Well, you see, the country is, in Nigeria, we don't lack ideas. What we have always lacked is the political will to follow ideas to logical conclusion. That is the problem we have as a country. Ajaokuta is lying fallow today, underutilized, because there is no political commitment to the beautiful blueprint and the plan that brought about Ajaokuta. The steel company in Ajaokuta, it interests you to know that beautiful edifice was built in less than 2 years to commence operation. And it is about 40 years, yet nothing has been done. In nothing productive, not even a fraction of its potential has been realized. Let's forget about that. The National Livestock Plan of 2018, even under project management, between 2018 and 2021, which is about 3 years, is it enough to actualize a national livestock plan? It's not enough. Rather than government going back to the drawing board and seeing how they can make the best out of whatever plan they have, they talk about creating grazing routes and all of that would do nobody any good, because it's backward. Is barbaric. What are you talking about? If President Goodluck Jonathan had, during his tenure, had the nomads in consideration and created schools to educate them, you don't educate a moving community. You don't. Nobody educates a nomad, somebody who is moving from, let's say, Sokoto to Lagos. What logistics will be in place?
But they had this nomadic education at some point in time, and I think it still even exists at a point like
not saying it's not in existence. What we are saying is that they need to make people to be sedentary, in quotes. Instead of talk about ranching, talk about optimizing the livestock value chain, instead of talking about grazing route from, let's say, Sokoto to Lagos, doesn't make any sense. Economic-wise and even socially, doesn't make any sense. We know how it has even been for sailors who are always on the move. How much are these herders going to make? The cattle in Nigeria, how many are they? That instead of we concentrating on how to optimize them where they are at the moment, you're talking about places and creating grazing routes to do what? what purpose will it serve?
Well, it might even interest you to, you know, I've been checking up on some facts on the nations in terms of cattle inventory, in terms of 10 top milk exporting countries, in terms of 10 beef exporting nations, and you do not even find Nigeria within the first 10. The top 10 nations in terms of cattle inventory, you have India.
Swat 10 is too ambitious.
No, I'm just saying because, I mean, I'm just wondering what the problem is that we cannot really settle in this country to see that. As much as, you know, you have other nations that like India is talking about 305.5 million, cattles, you know, in terms of their cattle inventory. Then you have Brazil that has 252.7 million. China has 95.6 million. So can't we understudy some of these countries to know what exactly that they are doing that we never even get to hear this being an issue for them? You know, I'm just wondering aloud. You have top 10 milk exporting countries, New Zealand, that makes about $6.3 billion. Germany makes $2.9 billion from milk exportation. And then you have beef exporting nations, Australia, USA, Brazil. So now I'm wondering that if these are it's a mega dollar industry for some of these countries that are harnessing and cashing out, how come we find it really very hard to just settle and get it straight and right so that this would become our advantage rather than a disadvantage for us?
You just spoke my mind, and that is the point I was trying to drive home when I said, what even the quantity of cattle in Nigeria? As a matter of fact, it will interest you to know that we in the whole of the country, we can't even point at one functional cattle hospital, one that is dedicated solely to the care and treatment of cattle. One functional research institute for cattle. Yes, the emphasis is on creating grazing routes. In the Committee of Nations, if you talk about countries that produce cows that are optimizing the value chain in the agricultural sector as it relates to cattle, Nigeria cannot make that list, even the first 50. Show us the cheese company. Show us the milk company in Nigeria. That is wholly indigenous. There's none.
Wow. Okay, so now looking at that committee that was formed by the president, does that mean, you know, we want to know very clearly, does that mean it makes it illegal, you know, for the president to say, well, look through the grazing, how much can that avail at a point like this?
Let's wait till the report from that committee comes out. Let's see whether they have the legal framework to operate with. And whatever it is, I can tell you that the legal community in Nigeria is awake. By the time they come with what they have, we'll confront them with what the law is and challenge anything that wants to rock the Constitution. We'll challenge it. With the letter and the spirit of that, we'll challenge it.
Let me also ask you a question about some of the states. You remember the southern governors came together at some point in time and made open grazing an offense. And some states have been putting out laws, churning out, you know, starting with Benue and a host of other states that have been signing laws, making it illegal for open grazing. Can you talk to us about that? Some people have said they don't have a right to do that. No consultation here and there. This is not right. What do you think about that?
No, what makes an act illegal is a law. The way we are speaking now, the way you are broadcasting from your studio, if there's a law saying broadcasting from that studio is illegal, it doesn't matter your good intention, it becomes illegal immediately. So if House of Assembly should pass a law saying it is illegal for open grazing in that state. From the day that law is made, it becomes illegal. It doesn't matter the good intention of the farmer or the herder who has his cattle. So the law remains the law, and that is why we talk about the rule of law. So until those states amend those laws, open grazing in those states are illegal.
What's your level of satisfaction with compliance when it comes to the rule of law in Nigeria? Many people have said it's not the absence of the laws, but even on the side of government, they are very guilty of bypassing the law and doing what they deem fit in situations where they think they want to comply, fine. If they don't want to, we see them flagrantly, you know, flouting rules, the rule of law here and there.
Swata, I don't want today to be a sad day for me.
Why would that be? It's just a question.
I would rather have this question. I don't want it to be a study for me. If I have to talk about the level of compliance with the rule of law in Nigeria, my day will be ruined. So please, I appeal to you. Let's pass it.
All right. Let's pass it. I'd really love to know what your take is on that. But then, no problem with that. All right. So then, I'm sure people have a thing or two to say on the discussion that we've had so far. So many questions on the Land Use Act and what we're currently going through. But let's just hear what the listener has to say. Maybe they have questions, they have concerns to raise. If I, you'll be responding to them in a very short while. So just be on standby, even as I get to open up the lines. If you want to contribute, we're looking at the Land Use Act and trying to put it side by side what some of the raging issues on ground. And one of such is the grazing route. How do you reconcile, you know, the provision of the Land Use Act as to what is currently put in motion by the president to look into grazing routes? Is it even possible? How do we reconcile that? 0700-951-0000. Please call. You have a minute each. We have Barrister Ifeanyi Azuoma as our guest this afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Swat.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I greet the solicitor.
Welcome. What's your name?
Afternoon, my brother.
Yeah, my name is Morgan.
All right, Morgan, let's talk.
Okay, my own contribution is this. This nomadic movement is a problem because majority of them lack westward education that develop life and bring development. For this reason, I begin to see such a movement from north to south. All this movement is a hooliganism. Because it's a lot of our problem. That's why it's about the farmer and the herders class. And this thing is just like a department, or there's a, it is all about the herders class and bandits and the Boko Haram, they're all the same. There's no any difference between them. And government has to do something to save this country. And government is not talking about the crazy route again. And we see what happened in Afghanistan. What would people do if the army surrendered Nigeria? And the army has said that they may not have enough equipment to fight the such insurgents. And all this is a very disturbing also in Nigeria here. When Governor Tom started this, this is a place. See where we are heading to. Government must stop movement of nomadic movement in Nigeria. It's a hooliganism.
All right, Morgan says so, but let's also make it very clear that we have honest Fulani people. When you lump a people together and call them a certain name, it doesn't speak right, and that is not accepted. Yeah, you want to classify some of them as the, you know, misfits. Yes, we have some of them, but then we do not just call and say Fulani people. No, please, that should be a language avoided on radio. Let's take on another caller. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Patrick. I'm calling from Niger State.
All right, let's talk.
There are so many sides to look at this proposal by the president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, however, if the president has the interest of the unity of this country at heart, I think grazing rules should not even cross his heart at this time. at this time that there is so much agitation from every angle of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the President of Nigeria should look for ways to bring together the unity, Nigerians together in one unity. So creating routes for some people, for some from headers is not the way to go. If I want to ask, if they identify the grazing route, if my house is across the grazing route, will they pull my house down and build and plant grasses for cattle to eat or for people to come and occupy? That is not the way to go. So if the laws provide for such, the laws should be abolished. At least we can even upgrade the laws now. This one, the present law is outdated. We can upgrade the law. So it should not be grazing roads, it should be ranching.
Okay.
People should go into ranching. That's what we see other countries do. Nigeria should not be an exception. So if the country if the president has the unity of the country at heart, this is policy issues. He should just move it for his heart and let's go with
all
ranching.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Patrick. Thank you so much for the contribution. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Swakaza.
Good afternoon.
My name is Alasi and I want to commend our guest. The issue of grazing route doesn't even arise. What I'm urging the government to do is that government should, you know, invite the governors and appeal to them. This is what we want. Then it's left for the governors to decide. In fact, we are not talking of grazing route again. We are talking of ranching. So what? I have been in Mambila. I have been to Mambila, Mambila Plateau. Mambila is in Taraba. It has border with Cameroon. I said that this morning. I said, go to that place and see how they have beautiful ranches. And those cows are living healthier than the one roaming about the street, than the one roaming inside Abuja here. I have been to Bayelsa. I see, well-organized ranching. And those cows are living healthier and they get enough milk. Most of the big men, the rich men in this country, have their own ranches. The former governor of Taraba, of Adamawa State, has his own ranches. Go to Baba Mimongolo farm and see cow that he imports from Brazil. The idea of producing enough milk and he's making money out of it. Why can't government do the same? Why are we going back in analog?
Okay.
If his business will have to pass through Abuja, will they demolish the dealer?
All right. Thank you very much. Selassie, raising some questions there. Hello?
Good afternoon. Thank you, my dad is divine on the phone. God will bless you, sir. This is Adeo Midaniel calling. You made my day what yesterday and today for doing good analysis that all what they are saying is good Nigerians, not every one of us. I want my brother to call his police, the lawyer, who know law, to meet Malami. I want to ask, maybe Malami know this law. I'm trying to Mr. Femi Falana for opening this kind of war. And I would like to beg the Southern governor, they should please not back down. We are with them, God will be them. We don't want all this. It has been happening since 2017. We've got different names they have been giving. We don't want it. Mr. President will not be there when this problem will come. If he gives these people hate, they will go to bed. We don't want them. What we say is what we stand on. They should take all these cows to Tambisa. Now you people are talking about India. You are talking about another country like India, America. They take cows. We never hear, even Ghana here, you never hear one thing that people are killing each other because of cow. Why Nigeria? Mr. President is supposed to talk about security matter, education and health,
okay.
And not two of cattle.
Thank
this
you.
Two of cattle is a personal business.
Right.
If you don't know all the cattle.
Okay, thank you very much, Adewumi Daniels. Let me read some messages this afternoon. Good afternoon, Swat. Why should government insist on grazing routes instead of ranching if you have material or ulterior motives towards this subject matter? Let the public know. We will do the needful if need be, says Collins. Then also, this comes in from, let me see. We say do ranching because animal husbandry is a form of farming business. Some people like this. Like this governor now will still want to keep Nigeria in the Stone Age. All cattle grazing routes should be nullified. We are against open grazing. The people who are into the cattle business should learn to do ranching. Banning open grazing is the right distraction or drastical step to take. If this set of people that create the issue in this country, the Indians of old USA are no longer the same with the one in modern America. Nigeria must develop in line with modern trends. It's appalling If not prepared, stress when you see cows all around the National Assembly complex, State House, the entire CBD in Abuja, and security men would just be looking at them. But they harass people who dress well and look normal walking along the pathway. Let them do ranching. No free land for them to do personal, private, individual, exclusive business. The herders, their collaborators and partners should stop using reggae to disturb the blues of Nigeria. That's what TY is saying this afternoon. I take this one from, let me see, Virtue from Aso Drive. You say, on open grazing and cattle routes, I watched Hakim Baba Ahmed on Channels TV 2 days ago, and I weep for Nigeria and Nigerians. I saw a man who knows the truth but decided to toe the path of mischief, and above all, playing the ostrich for some gains. He accused southern governors of what he's also guilty of. That's playing to the gallery. He actually started well, along the way deviated, and the northern, wow, okay, a whole lot overwhelmed his conscience and sense of reasoning, hence concede obvious truth. He failed to mention the menace and impunity of the killer herdsmen who encroach, destroy, rape, and unleash mayhem on innocent farmers and communities. However, my joy is this regime has a lifespan of less than 2 years. As long as God is on the throne, issues of herders, cattle, open grazing, cattle routes, colony, etc. will die a natural death soon. Okay, this also says we want... Okay. Abubakar Ali said from Kubwa said, Mr. President is ill advised on this grazing route. Ranching is the most effective and most productive way to go. If I let me also ask you this question. How do you react, when they talked about that policy, at some point in time, the federal government was said to have given some billions of naira to a certain state. You know, the federal government getting involved, or the government getting involved in sponsoring state, so to speak, to carry on this project. Some people say this is a private business and government should have nothing to do with it, while some people say it's only the right step to go, that government should lend a hand to, curb this problem that seems to be growing every day. How do you, what do you say to that?
Well, even government support private businesses, and government can create an enabling environment for private businesses to thrive. For instance, the government can map out a huge sum of money to as grants for states that will create ranches, and then make it through a partnership with private individuals to create those ranches, create an enabling environment. We have teaming veterinary doctors who are almost unemployed, get them to work in these ranches, and then the value chain, maybe create that enabling environment where milk is processed, cheese are made, meat are processed from these ranches, or the government can participate in it. Mm. I'm not saying because it's a private enterprise solely, but government. If government is talking about livestock development plan, the government can make intervention. That's not out of place. Mm.
We're having the biggest conversations in Abuja right now. Join the talk on 95.1 Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.